Good afternoon. It's 20 degrees and partly cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, I'm Joey Karen. Walmart in Belleville will be stocking shelves with wine, cider, and beer. Belleville local Ryan O'Neill does not agree with this idea.
I don't think it's a good idea for Walmart to put wine on shelves for the simple fact that it's alcohol. Any kid can come up and grab that, smash that bottle, pop the bottle, do whatever. I think it should be contained just like any other store, per se, Metro, the liquor store. That's where all that should be sold.
Walmart, along with 66 other stores, will be carrying alcoholic beverages in store on shelves. It is one of the first stores in Belleville to do so. This month of November marks the beginning of Diabetes Awareness Month. An estimated 1 million Canadians live with undiagnosed type 2 diabetes. In the wake of this, the Canadian Diabetes Association has revealed its new campaign titled, Don't Be Risky. The CDA, alongside the Public Health Agency of Canada, have developed a Canadian Diabetes Risk Questionnaire called CanRisk, a survey they encourage all Canadians to fill out. Knowing the risk factors of diabetes will provide Canadians with information and potentially their risk in consultation with their primary care providers, says Rick Blicksteed, president and CEO of the CDA. Premier Kathleen Wynne, former deputy chief of staff, is reportedly facing allegations on which states that she made an offer to the now energy minister that violates a bribery section of the Election Act. Pat Sorbara was charged Tuesday with two bribery counts under the act, and his liberal optive Gary Lustig was charged with one count. The charges arise from the allegations that state the two Liberal Party members offered Andrew Oliver, a would-be candidate in the 2015 by-election in Sudbury, a job or appointment to get him to step aside for the Liberals' preferred candidate. That preferred candidate in question is Glenn Theobald, who was a new Democratic MP for the area. The newspaper says court documents allegedly states that in the months before the by-election, Sorbara promised Theobald something to induce him to become a candidate. Theobald's lawyer says in a statement that no such inducement was made or accepted. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has revealed the six new senators who will be filling the open slots in Quebec. Terry Padwell has the story.
The appointments round out a slew of new senators named by the Prime Minister after an advisory board went through about 2,700 applications and shortlisted candidates. Among them is Rosa Galvez, a professor at Laval University, originally from Peru. Other appointees include Eric Forrest, the mayor of Rimouski, and Dr. Marie-Françoise Meiji, a longtime family physician and professor at the University of Montreal. The other three chosen are René Dupuy, Marc Gold, and Raymond Saint-Germain. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's QNET News on 91X to 303. Next to sports. The Chicago Cubs pummeled the Cleveland Indians 9-3 last night in the Game 6, pushing the fierce tension between baseball's two longest title drought holders to the limit. Indians manager Terry Francona says Cleveland starter Josh Tomlin ran into a trouble early on into the game. Francona had this to say.
Getting into the third, I just thought he had a harder time throwing his breaking ball where he wanted to. It was just catching a lot of the plate.
Game 7 is set to air tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Cleveland holding the home field advantage. In NBA, tonight the Toronto Raptors square off against the Washington Wizards at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. at 7 p.m. Currently, Jared Sullinger, Lucas Nogueira, and Dallon Wright for the Toronto Raptors are injured and will not be playing tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers are set to face off against the Atlanta Hawks tonight at 7:30 p.m. and the Chicago Bulls against the Boston Celtics at 8 o'clock. In Loyalist sports, Loyalist men's and women's volleyball are set to travel to Algonquin College this Friday for a face-off. Their next opponent is La Cité and will be facing them this Saturday. The men's basketball team make their way to Peabro this Thursday to take on Fleming College. Go Lancers! Send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is partly cloudy with periods of showers beginning early this evening. It is 3:05, the temperature is 20 degrees. And for more QNET news, be sure to check us out on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on the Twitter and like us on Facebook. I am Joey Karen, news on 91X next at 4 o'clock.